Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You're listening to Nostalgia, the podcast that will pay you tomorrow for a burger today. Does that mean anything to you, Kate?
No.
What's your experience with... Popeye the Sailor Man.
He's got beefy forearms.
Do you know what his, the thing he ingests to get super strong is?
Oh, he eats spinach.
Okay. Yeah,
and he goes, Ike.
Hold on, I missed it. What does he do?
Ike. What does he sound like for real?
Yeah, how would I do it again?
He goes, I sound kind of like a dog who's pretending to eat. That's all I know about Popeye.
So you know the noise he makes.
Yeah.
He does eat spinach, mm-hmm. And he's got big, beefy forearms. Yeah, he's a sailor. So, okay, this is episode...
Is he really a sailor? I thought he just kind of dressed funny.
Popeye the Sailor Man. His name is Popeye the Sailor Man.
I've never heard the Sailor Man.
You know, there's a tugboat sound, like a what is that called? A steam whistle? What do boats have? A foghorn?
Are you alright?
No. Well, Kate, this is episode 2 of our Paramount Family Favorites series that we've been doing. Last week, Bugsy Malone. So I feel like it's all could only be improving as we go through.
I don't know.
Since we started with Bugsy Malone.
Bugsy Malone was pretty bad.
Hopefully those of you listening at home had a chance to watch Popeye since we told you we were going to do it this week. So
I don't think anyone's watching along with us.
You had your chance. Popeye, the movie, was released in theaters December 12th, 1980. It was directed by Robert Altman, who's kind of like an important director starting in the 70s. Like, that's when films started changing. Like, cinema, you know, The Graduate came out. It's not his movie, but The Graduate came out in the late 60s, and that kind of changed cinema forever. He's one of those guys.
And then he made Popeye.
Yes, in 1980.
Okay.
He directed the MASH movie, for example. Anyway, it was written by Jules Pfeiffer, Popeye, and it's based on the character Popeye the Sailor Man, originally created by E.C. Seeger. Popeye premiered originally in a comic strip called Thimble Theater in 1919, so he's been around forever.
It sounds funny, right? It sounds like something like little people would do, like gnomes.
Like little tiny people.
Yeah, like tiny gnomes.
They'd go to the Thimble Theater.
Like elves, yeah.
Now, I wonder if that's because like the newspaper comic strip characters are quite small. In 1933, the Fleischer brothers adapted Popeye into a series of theatrical animated shorts for Paramount Pictures, and the rest is history. So he's really famous as a cartoon character, but he was a comic strip character for quite a while before that. Here's the backstory to this movie a little
Hooray.
Bit. Paramount Pictures, in the 80s, late 70s, they wanted to make a movie version of the Broadway musical Annie, right? But as they were trying to bid on it, they got outbid by Columbia Pictures. It came out, Annie, it's a big hit.
Yeah.
So Paramount's kind of salty about that, and they realized that, hey, we own the rights to Popeye, because the Fleischer brothers made those cartoons for us in the 30s,
mm-hmm.
And Annie was a comic strip character who they turned into a musical. How about we turn Popeye into a musical? It was not a Broadway show first, like Annie.
So here's my question. Were they like, oh, these kids, like, they really enjoyed this musical about a plucky child orphan who, you know, finds a daddy... And then they said...
A kid. They could relate because it's a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, but then they were like, you know what? If you liked Annie, you'll like this old sailor man.
This grumpy sailor.
Beefy arms.
I guess you're right. It's like they took all the wrong lessons from Annie. They're like, what did they like about this? Was it that it was a 1930s comic book character? Or was it that she was a kid, a relatable kid? Must have been that she was a 30s comic character. So that's where this came from. And
okay. They
literally had to create a musical because they wanted it to be a musical. So they hired Harry Nilsson to make the music for it. Dustin Hoffman was going to play Popeye. Remember we watched the Super Mario Brothers movie not that long ago? For some reason, that was going to be Dustin Hoffman as well as Mario.
Dustin Hoffman is just the coulda, woulda, shoulda of 80s cinema.
And it was going to be Lily Tomlin as Olive Oil, which would have been great. You love
National
Tomlin,
treasure.
Right? But we ended up with, better than Dustin Hoffman for sure, Robin Williams as Popeye. This is like the height of Robin Williams' powers.
R.I.P.
Right? And Shelley Duvall, who literally looks like Olive Oil come to life.
Are we going to talk about how Shelley Duvall thinks that Robin Williams is communicating with her beyond the grave?
Nope, but if you guys want to hear more about that, just Google Shelley Duvall, Dr. Phil. It seems very
exploitative,
yeah, which is Dr. Phil's whole thing, right?
Yeah, I think Dr. Phil should go to hell.
The sets for this movie was so elaborate that it still exists and is now a tourist destination in Malta where they filmed, and it's called Popeye Village.
Is this why you've been asking to go to Malta?
Yeah, I want to go to Popeye Village. Yeah, so basically, long story short, this production was really troubled. Like, Robert Altman was apparently very hard to work with, and Robin Williams had a lot of trouble with him. And he went kind of like nuts. He demanded they build him basically an entire city in Malta, which they did. Like I said, it's still standing. What is it, 41 years later? The movie was rewritten a lot while it was being made, kind of like Super Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. Again, the muscle arms had to be completely remade, so he's wearing prosthetic muscly arms to look like the cartoon character Popeye. They had to be remade because he couldn't move. Like, when they first put them on him, he couldn't move at all, and he's like, can we please fix this? I need to act, I need to move. And Altman, for some reason, on a power trip, demanded that they sing live while filming, which is never the case almost ever in a musical. It's almost always the cast records it, has it fully musically produced, and then they lip sync to themselves. So apparently it was like the sound quality was really bad in the entire filming.
Huh.
Also, they're saying that Robin Williams doing his like Popeye mumbly voice couldn't get picked up by their microphones either. So a lot
they really
of it
should have
be...
abandoned this production.
I know, I think Paramount wanted to. I think they were pretty upset as it was going on. So Robin Williams and Altman are fighting. He's like, hey, stop mumbling. But Robin Williams loves Popeye because he's a comedian and he loves cartoons. There's a mechanical octopus that appears at some point that wasn't working right, like Jaws. And the movie just went way over budget, you know? Like, just
I'm so excited to see nightmare. This mechanical octopus. I'm going to give a cheer when I see this octopus.
And then it did okay at the box office. It got mixed reviews. It's not, like, considered a classic. Did you know that there was a Popeye musical?
No.
Before we did this? Yeah. Like,
shocking.
I've never seen it. I knew it existed, so you never saw it then if you didn't know it existed. I never seen it, but my grandfather really loved Popeye, like, a lot. He loved cartoons.
Yeah,
it's a whole other conversation for another day. His, obviously, as I was doing this research, it made me realize that, obviously, my deep love of cartoons definitely has something to do with my late grandfather.
This is a lot to unpack for you right now. You okay?
Yeah, okay. But the reason I bring it up is because my grandfather was buried with this DVD tucked under his arm.
Oh, so he really liked Popeye.
I don't think he liked this movie. I didn't ask anybody in preparation for this in my family. I was 12 when he died. At the funeral, he had the Popeye DVD tucked under his arm, and I think I asked them, like, I never saw him, but did he really like that movie? And I think what I was told is that he really liked Popeye, and somebody, I don't know who, but somebody in the family...
Okay, it was more symbolic than...
Was like, hey, we should put something in there, because he loved cartoons, and he really loved Popeye, and like he was a sailor in World War II, you know, so maybe there's something to it there. So they must have picked up the DVD, like, you know, on, like, sale at CVS or something, and tucked it under his arm, just as a Popeye thing. But I always have this weird image in my head when I think of this movie, because again, I've never seen it, of my dead grandfather with the DVD literally tucked under his, like, you know, how you're laying in a coffin, just like nestled here under his arm.
Yep, so we're gonna have some fodder for your therapist and it's gonna be fine.
Also, there were pictures, you know, in an open casket, they have the coffin open. There were pictures of me and his other three grandchildren, the four of us, just like there. Is that normal?
Yeah.
You bury people with pictures of people? I haven't been to a lot of funerals. So let's watch Popeye. You ready?
Sure.
Have a good old time watching Popeye? Oh, happy days are here to stay.
Let's go back to the mechanical octopus.
I've always wanted to see it. Always been curious about it. Love Robin Williams. Love Popeye.
Love your grandfather.
Love my grandfather. And I've learned to love musicals, so I don't see how this could be bad.
On the heels of the Bugsy Malone musical.
Listen.
The Popeye musical.
They're not that far apart in time either. They're only like 2 or 3 years apart, I think, right? Bugsy Malone was late 70s. This is 1980. It looks very elaborate, and I'm excited about that.
No place to go. Can't go to no party without an invite.
Come on.
Whoa. Nice oil.
Hey. You scared the wits out of me.
Yeah, I almost knocked him out of you, too.
What right do you have to lurk here in the dark in the middle of the night and scare the wits out of a person?
I wasn't. I was just kind of... Well, how's your party going, Miss Hoyle?
Oh, that's a dumb question.
Yeah.
Where do you think I'm headed right this minute?
That way, I think, out of town.
I am not headed out of town. Don't you see which direction I'm facing?
You're facing easterly, maybe a little southwest. Place your bags. You need some help with your bags, Miss Hoyle.
Oh, no.
I didn't touch you. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Thank you.
I already don't like this for some reason.
What about it?
I don't know.
You're only looking at the sky.
I'm just here for the octopus. This whole movie just feels deeply unsettling already.
Yeah, we're just slowly watching a man row his boat in. We're only a few minutes in. I think I would rather have watched a documentary of Robert Altman and Robin Williams fighting on set. And the octopus.
I love a good fight. It's had the same opening chords as the national anthem.
It's pretty weird.
Already the worst musical I've ever seen.
Worse than Bugsy Malone?
They're people from the sea.
Yeah, they live
safe in... from hypocrisy.
Where do they live? Sweet Haven?
Oh, sweeter than a melon tree.
Yeah, these lyrics are not so
good. These lyrics are not good. Also, oh look, it's Popeye Village.
Yeah, we're going to Malta.
Malta's supposed to be beautiful. I'm not going to Popeye Village with you. Popeye Town, what's it called?
Popeye Village.
Don't those people use stairs?
This guy's going down a fireman's pole to get out of his house.
Why are their shoes so big?
They're based on the Popeye drawings.
I don't trust anyone with shoes that big.
I respect how much they're going for cartoon style in this live action movie. You know how it's like, for years, superhero movies, they wanted to make them look gritty, like the X-Men have leather suits, but nowadays, they just make them look like the comics. This is ahead of its time. It's the acting challenge of a lifetime for Robin Williams.
I think this is what Robin Williams would have looked like had he never found fame. Oh, he's so young here.
Yeah, it's 1980, man.
Oh, God, Jesus. Jesus, okay. Oh,
okay,
Jesus.
Look at his arms.
Oh, no. Oh, they're so gross. I hate them so
like
much.
They're swollen.
Oh, my God. They're malformed. Oh, I hate them.
This would be unwatchable without subtitles.
Is this a movie about taxation?
So far.
Is Popeye a libertarian? I'm confused. Is he singing here?
I think it seems to be about as much as Popeye's willing to sing.
His mouth isn't moving at all.
Does Popeye have a speech impediment?
He has a speech impediment that's never been...
It's never existed on Earth.
It's never been treated.
He says rent, rank. Calls carrots, carrots. Yeah, he turns his T's into K's sometimes.
Shelley Duvall literally is olive oil. You're right. I hate to say it. If I was renting rooms and there was just like this mumbly, like, stranger walking into my house, I'd be like, nah, actually, we don't have a room for rent. I'm sorry. What is the plot of this movie?
Popeye's sailed into town. Olive oil's getting engaged to Bluto. That's all we know so far.
Robin Williams' lips haven't moved this whole movie. Why is Robin Williams' hair dyed blonde?
I don't know.
I thought Popeye was bald.
Me too. But I guess they thought it would look too weird.
I'm just so stressed out by this dinner.
You're just watching a bunch of people quarreling and Popeye mumbling things to himself.
Why are his pajamas so soiled? I don't like this at all.
Everything is food, food, food. Everything is food to grow. Everything is food for thought.
Here's a song written by Harry Nilsson. It's called Everything is Food, 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 including the lyric, Be careful what you put on your feet. What?
Remember, anytime you wonder about the choices they've made, they're trying to adapt a comic strip and a 1930s cartoon series into a film. You got poor Robin Williams, who definitely loved and revered Popeye, thinking, of course I'll do this, and then probably gets there and is like, wow, this sucks.
Don't meet your heroes. This movie is so unsettling, and I can't put my finger on why. The pace of this movie is so unsettling. Every song is extremely unsettling.
I don't think I'd pick a fight at a bar with this man with the biggest forearms I've ever seen.
So many choices that were made in this movie, and I can't tell if they're deliberately supposed to be unsettling or if they're just like all coalescing in like a weird cement mixer. I think Robin Williams' face got permanently stuck like this.
Here we go. Now you can see Popeye's strength in action as he destroys these men. Do you like how chaotic this is?
No. Like a bunch of sea shanties playing. He's using that man's face as a speed bag. It feels simultaneously like Robin Williams is doing the most and also has no energy whatsoever, right? Like,
yes, but he's doing a good job of channeling Popeye. It's just that it's really weird to see that in a real movie.
Why is there an animatronic bird? Everyone's just like mumbling to themselves. I think this is all unintentional, but this is the most unsettling movie I've ever seen. Okay, so the point is that she can't find any other attributes to sing about, but like...
He's a big guy.
Shelley Duvall just keeps going, Lar!
He's tall, good looking, and he's large. He's large. Large.
Wow, this is like one of the worst things I've ever seen, and we just came off of seeing Bugsy Malone. Why are there so many flies in this movie? So Olive Oil is trying to escape in the night.
She does not want to marry Bluto.
I feel like none of the dialogue in this movie ever ends. It just kind of trails off, where they go,
You can there's a baby in a basket.
This baby knows exactly how I feel about this movie. Just some low-grade crying. This is like when a kid tells you about a dream that they had.
I had a dream, I beat myself up, I choked myself to death, then I woke up.
So he's just completely just destroying this home.
Yeah, he's ripping the walls
down. I can't tell if this is like a postmodern like interpretation of what it should be, but...
It's not.
This is just...
And the song is called I'm Mean.
If you know what I mean. If you liked this movie, call in.
We need to hear from you. I need to hear what the redeeming qualities of it are.
And then I'm going to call the police.
So this is like a gladiatorial battle to the death.
Yep.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. This is giving me major Midsummer vibes. Go ahead and tell this movie doesn't remind you of Midsummer. Midsummer? How do you say it?
Weirdly, yeah.
It's one of the most unsettling movies.
It's
Both are very unsettling, right?
Yes.
I think I'd be a great amateur wrestler. I'm just throwing that out there.
Are they in love?
No, Popeye wants to go out on the sea.
Are they just co-parenting?
Growing concerned about the other 11 Paramount family favorites.
We are 0-2 right now. What is this movie? There's literally no plot. I'm just so confused. And I don't... I think Shelley Duvall really believes that Robin Williams is trying to contact her from beyond the grave. And he's probably saying, Shelley, please burn all the copies of Popeye. What kind of boat is this? God, now we're at a brothel.
Yeah, this scene in a brothel is pretty weird for this kid's Popeye movie.
That man is playing... a piano, but a banjo sound is playing right now. Is this his I Want song? I'm so confused.
The music is just so underwhelming.
He just threw a bunch of money on the ground and now he's dancing with a baby. The end of that song wasn't even like on tempo.
Now he's just yelling. And this whole portion of the movie was about Popeye being upset that his baby was gambling.
His psychic baby. God, he just pushed that tax man into the ocean. What is this movie saying? I know the whole town is cheering, down with taxes, down with paying. What kind of movie is this? There's just something really disturbing about just repeating the same lyric over and over again.
Every one of the songs did that so far, right?
Yeah.
Or the olive oil song.
Like when Boys to Men do it, it's cool. But
it sounds like there's no choreography.
Yeah. It's just sort of like listless.
He needs me.
I think they gave Shelley Duvall some CBD treats. Look at her. She just looks real relaxed. There's no like dancing. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like a musical with no dancing and like barely any singing.
Yeah. They tell Shelley Duvall to just step around while she sings this
song. Yeah, it's just like some unspecified prancing.
Yeah. Here. Like I think she's improvising the choreography.
They built a whole town and they couldn't choreograph one thing.
Oh my God. Did you know in Little Shop of Horrors, the movie, the Rick Moranis musical, they built the town, the streets, with the exact lengths it would take for Rick Moranis to like walk on beat to the songs. Yes. And in this movie.
We got Shelley Duvall flapping around.
All right, Popeye's got to kill his father to save his baby.
Tale as old as time.
You think Dustin Hoffman is thankful every day?
Every single day.
And Mario.
This is so unsettling. I don't know why they made this movie. Who is it for?
It's for the children who love Danny.
Who at Paramount was like, yes, this is a family favorite?
I think this is all conjecture. That they were tasked with an executive said, we need to make a set of VHS tapes for families. Dig through our archives and find some family films, and they found literally whatever they could.
I would rather show my kid Scarface. Like, I'm not joking.
How'd you get that scar? Eating spinach.
Oh my God, he's gonna shoot a cannon at that baby.
Oh jeez.
Oh my God.
Whoa. He's gonna kill his grandchild by accident.
They've just rammed this boat with a baby and olive oil on it, and they've just destroyed it. Alright, so they've somehow awoken this animatronic octopus by taking the treasure.
Yeah, guards, they warned him earlier that the octopus guards
the
treasure.
So this thing is now malfunctioning.
I mean, I assume what we see in the movie is it not malfunctioning?
I hope it's malfunctioning. This whole movie is malfunctioning.
How many times can Shelley Duvall go, whoa, in this film?
It's like she's the female Goofy. This movie combines everything I hate. Cartoon logic, animatronics, poorly timed song and dance. Lack of choreography, lack of planning, poor project management.
This, to me, is a lot of wasted talent on this film. Poor Robin Williams here.
Even this baby's having a bad time.
Shelley Duvall, I think, is a great actress, too. I mean, she just doesn't have a lot to do here.
I just want to see this animatronic octopus malfunction.
So far, they're just showing still shots of the octopus with, like, one tentacle moving sometimes.
Oh, my God, it's going to steal that baby.
Whoa. All right, here we go. Yep, poor baby. There's some puppeteer under the water slapping this baby with an octopus tentacle. Look, it just hit him in the face. Oh, no, he's crying.
The baby's very upset. You would be upset, too, if all these tentacles were touching you.
What's in the treasure chest? A bunch of spinach?
A bunch of spinach and a little trumpet. And some bronzed baby shoes.
Oh, I ain't no doctors, but I know that I'm losing my patience.
120 simoleons on second glance.
What am I? Some kind of judge or lawyers? Maybe not. But I knows what law suits me. Carefully, I don't ruffle me feathers. What am I? I ain't no physicist, but I knows what matters. What am I? I'm Popeye, the sailor. And I am what I am, what I am, and I am what I am, and that's all that I am, because I am what I am. You got it?
I think so,
yeah. And I've got a lot of muscle, and I only got one eye, and I never hurt nobody's, and I'll never tell a lie. Top to me bottom, from the bottoms to me top. That's the way it is, till the days that I drop. What am I? I am what I am.
Wow, that's it?
That was... That...
That's the sound of Katie's headphones being hurled off. Wow.
This was the worst thing I've ever seen.
I think you said that last week.
This is actually worse than that. Because I feel like, although Bugsy Malone was one of the weirdest things ever made, it definitely had a lot of vision. You know?
Yeah. I mean, this movie, it is very strange. You said it earlier. You said something along the lines of that they did so much work to make this. This movie has so much work and money put into it, and it just doesn't seem... I don't know how they did all that work and didn't create something good, or it doesn't feel unique. It's so weird. Would you say earlier, like, it's so low energy?
Yeah, it feels like such a low energy movie, right? Like,
yeah, but like, it's not, because, you know, Robin Williams is busting his hump here, doing his Popeye impression, wearing those arms. I mean, they're sinking ships that they've built to film stunts. This is a paradox, this film, about how lame it is and how boring it is, considering it's such a high concept idea. Kate, if you're going to bury me with one film it's the only film I'll have with me in the great beyond, please, please, please don't let it be this.
If there's an afterlife and I get to meet your grandfather and I get to go up to him, this is going to be my first question.
In your power rankings so far of your two movies, you said Bugsy Malone has this beat, huh?
Honestly, yeah.
Like, if you were forced to watch one again.
Oh, I would never...
Show one to your nieces.
I would never watch... I would never watch either of them again.
Okay. Under any circumstances?
Literally not even to save my life.
I won't ask if you do it to save my life, because I know
the answer.
We're
not going to talk about that either.
Yeah. You know, last week you watched the preview for the Paramount Family Favorites. The clips from Popeye looked great. It was like... There were only two or three of them. It was like the guy getting kicked up through the ceiling in the bar fight. It was like the baby whistling and lifting its head. And it was like Popeye swimming around. Made it look a lot more fun and engaging than it really was. So, next week, what are we watching?
We are going to watch 90s Lassie.
Yeah, Lassie's up next. Hopefully,
I want to see a kid in a bandana.
Hopefully, good. You're in luck. Hopefully, a good palate cleanser from this. I don't know. They're not all musicals. Not that that matters. This was hard. I wouldn't call this a musical.
No, this was just a meandering Shelley Duvall sigh.
So, Lassie's up next. Watch it along with us if you... If you want to continue playing along, go to our website, www.nostalgia.org. If you want to bank a request with us, send us an email at nostalgia@aol.com or send us a voicemail. You can click the link in this episode description to do that. We'll see you next week with Lassie.
Not very good, but
he's a man's man. He's a ladies' man.
Ooh.
He's a family man. He's a sailor man. It's Robin Williams and Shelley Duvall, the eye-popping entertainment of the year, Popeye, rated PG. Now playing at the Edgewater Jumpers, Patterson, Towson, and Westview Theaters.